friend Will Stevens, Murfreesboro Mayor, is my guest this morning. Mr. Mayor, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tom. How are you this morning?
Well, St. Patrick's Day, you know, and I'll be honest with you, some of the best times in Murfreesboro that I ever, ever, ever had, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it's been a long-standing tradition in Murfreesboro, started by the Chamber of Commerce years ago to have a St. Patrick's Day festival in Murfreesboro and carrying it on again this year in a number of different ways.
So Saturday's the big day. One of the big items is the parade. I know one of our listeners texted us yesterday. He's going to be with a group riding former wild Mustangs that are going to be brought in for the parade. That starts 11, right?
11 a.m., and I would tell people it's going to feel more like a Lights Fantastic parade as far as the weather is concerned. But, you know, it's from 7th to 17th Street going from east to west. Be sure to throw on some gloves and a coat and come see us. I know me and the city council is going to have gallons and gallons of candy to shovel out to the crowd. And so come see us. We'd love to see you there despite it's going to be sunny tomorrow, but I think around 40 degrees at parade time.
Well, saying 37 for the high tomorrow, so we can only hope, especially 11 in the morning. So outside the parade itself, there's a lot of other items, food and drink as well. What are the other events that are going on? I have a friend of mine who's with one of the Southern Illinois Barbershop Choirs. I believe his group is going to be there tomorrow afternoon, I think.
Yeah, lots going on, including the Barbershop Quartet. Of course, the Irish Stew Cook-Off tomorrow is going to be a part of it right downtown. We'll have one of the downtown lots closed off for that. Brews Brothers is going to have corned beef and cabbage. The thing that I really like to promote is the St. Patrick's Day Kids Festival at the Murfreesboro Youth and Recreation Center. That happens right after the parade is over with, and Bob Chambers and Silkworm will have one of their old-school T-shirt presses where people can come out and, you know, for a very minimal donation, have a customized T-shirt made, and the kids can take part in making that. Lots of crafts and games to take part in there. And then also Molly's Pint is going to be the epicenter for a lot of activity tomorrow. They're going to have music from the Blackberry Blossoms and the 988s. And something new this year, I think, is the Limerick Contest. I think I know what a limerick is, but I'm going to do some Google searching today and brush up and see if I can't take home the blue ribbon there.
All I know is I have a certain SIU professor knew them all, and there was not a one he knew that didn't make me blush, and I don't blush. I really don't. Hey, just a little clarification, the location of the Irish Stew Cook-Off?
It will be adjacent to the Jackson County Courthouse. If you can find the courthouse, you can find it. It's in the parking lot at 1101 Walnut Street.
All right. Do you know how many teams are? This is something I used to participate in quite a bit, especially my friend Bob Fombell and I. I think we best we ever did was second, I think, maybe third. And that was only because there was a Kennedy in the competition.
Well, yeah, you know, they maybe had some home cooking with the judges. I don't want to pass any
dispersions.
Particular. Right, exactly. But
well, I will. I'm still sore about it. But you know, that was one of the things that was so fun about that. You know, it when this is a community event, you're coming out of the winter, you're looking to have some fun. Hopefully, the weather will participate and kind of help out. So that's what's the first event tomorrow?
Well, the first event tomorrow is the 5K at 8:30. a.m. and registration at 7:30 a.m. Of course, pre-registration is still available for that. I would also mention that if folks want to come over tonight, Middle and Inn has got corned beef and cabbage, and so does, I believe, 17th Street and Pat's Barbecue, so a couple of opportunities to indulge in some Irish-themed meals this evening. And then on Sunday is the Luck of the Irish Bocce Tournament, which is at the bocce courts adjacent to Riverside Park.
My first cup of Irish coffee. I did not know what Irish coffee was. I swear. I did not. And Mike Mills and Pat Burke introduced me to Irish coffee, and I've never been the same. So, you know, it's a great time. I want to switch gears for you here a couple of moments. You know, since you have taken over leadership of the Southwest Connector Project, you've garnered a lot of media attention. Have you seen additional traction on this, Will? Do you really get the sense that we can see some forward movement? There's been land purchased. There's a lot of things that go on people don't know about. Can you update? And do you see a new breath in this project?
Yeah, I definitely see a breath in this project. And the reason why is because of the Biden infrastructure bill that's making lots and lots of money available for projects like this, and we want to compete for it. We had a debriefing from the Federal Department of Transportation this past week, and they rated our project. I'm not going to go through all the scoring system, but essentially it was not recommended this cycle, but it was only not recommended because we didn't have state matching money, and because the applicant, the city of Murfreesboro, they said we didn't have enough experience administering a grant of this size. And so those are both things that we can fix, essentially. And so I've had good meetings with Andy Menar, deputy governor. We're going to have a House resolution passed, a show of support coming up on the 28th of this month from the state. And so I think we are going to get some state matching money, and that's going to elevate our score with the feds, and that's how we're going to win this particular race.
Yeah, when they say you now don't have experience administering a grant of that size, my first thought is I didn't know that was a prerequisite anymore after some of the money and the way it's been handed out the last few years, but that's my cynical side showing up, I think.
Well, I you know, it would be probably $500 million. And so there's ways to work around that, to work with, perhaps Greater Egypt Regional Planning or something along those lines. We're going to make our best effort because this project could be, in my opinion, a sea change for southwestern Illinois economically.
Yeah. And you know, as I told you before, I think this is as an arterial graft to bring life into a section, a bigger, more strong life with the access there. By the way, I just got a note from the Mustang riders this morning. My friend Rick in Murfreesboro says, we've got four Mustangs that have all been tamed and rode, but 18 months ago, three of them were still wild, wild Mustangs, I guess. This comes from a 4-H leader. Russ is leading the Mustang trainer, so this is something that's going on in the parade tomorrow. There's another item, and see, you can take this at first glance as thinking it's a joke or a comedy or just a bit of fun. I've watched this on social media back and forth between you and Carbondale saying, Will, when are you going to get a Red Robin in Murfreesboro, and we'll raise you one white castle? Right now, I saw that. But you know what's interesting is at the heart of that, I'm a firm believer that there's nothing more honest than humor. And really what this is about is the interest in the economic well-being of a community, of a community that grows, that offers more to its inhabitants. That's kind of the way I see this little, it's all been in fun, right? But it's still, there's a heart of reality inside this. You even went to the point and say, look, okay, I'll call Red Robin now.
Yeah, and I haven't gotten much feedback from them, but the fact of the matter is that, in jest there is truth. And I think that's, part of what you were saying a minute ago. And so when people express themselves, whether it's humorously or otherwise, I like to engage that. And then the fact that, we've got a good relationship in Murfreesboro with the city of Carbondale, with, Steve Mitchell, Gary Williams, Mayor Henry, and Mayor Pro Tem Carolyn Harvey, we can have those kind of social media conversations. And I think it's more, it just makes people's government more relatable.
Yeah. I do too. And no matter what you do, somebody's going to be upset by it too. So there's always that. Murfreesboro Mayor Will Stevens. Mayor, I do have one suggestion. I heard the Twins pretty active in the background this morning, and I was wondering if you would consider spray painting them green and taking them as leprechauns to the parade tomorrow, or would Molly kill you?
I don't know if Molly'd kill me or not, but I might be able to sneak in dyeing their hair green for the parade tomorrow.
Give them a little bucket of those gold chocolate coins, and they're off to the races. Your little green vest, and it's going to be great. So trust me on this.
Absolutely.
It's now 7:33. As long as you don't have them declawed, you should be fine. 7:33.